Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was on this day, September 16th, 1984, fashion changed. The TV series Miami Vice hit the air with a two-hour debut. The show inspired a fashion trend. The fashion trend included wearing pastel colors, a sports jacket with the sleeves rolled up, and no socks. And I remember that I was geeky enough to say, that looks good. I'm doing it. I wore some pastel colors. I occasionally still do. And I rolled sleeves of my coat up. I still do that as well. So if I continue to do it, maybe I didn't just jump on a trend.
You can completely pull that off. I mean, I see where you're going with this. It's like, you know, what are the trends that we've taken from TV that are something maybe kind of goofy? But like, you can pull that look off. You look cool, like those guys in the show looked cool.
I always thought I looked just like a total dork. So anyway,
you've been around long enough. You've seen many different kinds of fashion.
I have. So I mean, here's the question: did you ever adopt any style, any fashion trend from a TV show or from a movie? And I remember that when Friends was really popular in the beginning, everybody was getting the Rachel haircut.
Oh yeah,
haircut just like Rachel, Jennifer Aniston's hair.
Yeah.
And so, what other fashions did you pick up from a TV show or a series? We're going to add that to the conversation this afternoon because we want to have a little fun. And also, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to play a song that is believed to have been the first rap song ever to hit the Billboard Hot 100 charts. So we've got that coming up for you this half hour. Also, on the Scoot on the YouTube channel, last night I posted a video, and it was about whether or not priests in the Catholic Church should use communion as punishment. For example, there was a priest who at one point refused to give Ted Kennedy communion because he was pro-choice. Joe Biden, during the campaign, was refused communion by a Catholic priest because he supports abortion rights. So it's an interesting conversation. The Pope has spoken out on this, so that's the latest video on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. Also, I talk about the five radio talk show hosts who were totally against the vaccination, who are all dead now. And then still gaining momentum is the video posted about Brandi Love, conservative porn star. Yeah, she's a conservative and she's a porn star. Anyway, that's interesting as well. So there's a lot on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. It's an extension of my radio show here on WWL, and I would hope that you would become a subscriber. It's free, and we give you a notice every time we post something. All right, before we get back to your calls, I do want to mention that there is this rally that is scheduled for the U.S. Capitol in D.C. This Saturday. It is described as a right-wing rally, and it's in support of the inhumane treatment that the suspects in the riots received. This group, Justice for J6, Justice for January the 6th, it's a rally against inhumane treatment of the suspected rioters on January the 6th, and it's taking place this Saturday. The group that's organizing this is Look Ahead America. And they're also holding events in 13 other state capitals on Saturday. Now, currently the permit says 700 people are expected at the D.C. rally, but there may be more than that. I mean, who knows? And maybe less. There is new fencing around the U.S. Capitol in anticipation that things might get out of hand. But I want to read to you the official rules for all the participants. I mean, this look, if people get out of control, you know, let's at least remember these official rules that are in place. These are the official rules from the group Look Ahead America. If you're going to the rally Saturday, travel in groups. Be respectful to our security team and law enforcement. Do not wear or bring political, candidate, or other organization's paraphernalia. This includes clothing or banners supportive of President Trump or President Biden. Do wear red, white, and blue and bring your American flag and signs to show your support for the J6 prisoners. If you see anyone causing trouble, start recording them on your cell phone video and signal for help to one of the volunteers with the group, and they're going to be wearing red LAA T-shirts. That's Look Ahead America. So those are the official rules for those attending. Let's hope everybody follows the rules. All right, before we talk about Miami Vice, I want you to be thinking about this. I want you to think about some fashion trend that you picked up from a television show or from a movie. Because, you know, we do pick up fashion trends. I mean, TV shows, and I'm not going to be hypocritical here. I often argue that you can't blame TV shows for inspiring negative behavior. If somebody gets an idea to commit negative behavior from a TV show and they commit it, well, then that's on them. It's not on the TV show. Music, entertainment, I don't think is to blame for violent behavior. It reflects the violent behavior in our society. But TV shows and movies do set trends. But they can't make you do something you don't want to do. Like, you know, there would be somebody who would be totally different from me, and they would see Miami Vice, and they would see, you know, the clothes, the pastel colors. There's no way they're going to wear pastels. Well, I saw that, and it fit my style. So I adopted it. So it didn't make me do something I didn't want to do. It gave me an idea. It was appropriate to act on that idea, and so I did. So I do think that TV shows and movies do help set trends. Can you think of a trend that you picked up, some fashion trend or whatever, from a TV show or a series or a movie? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Let's go to Past Christiane and Henry. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey, Henry.
Scoot, we have another anniversary today, unless I'm off by a day or so.
Okay.
Happened 57 years ago in the city, and you
is this
probably
the, is this,
know
this,
what it
this
was.
Is the day. This is the day. Go ahead and say
yes.
It.
Yes. The Beatles.
This is the day the Beatles. I don't know why I missed it. This is the day. I wasn't there. My parents, you know, didn't take me, and I was a kid. I wasn't there. But this is the day the Beatles appeared at City Park Stadium right here in New Orleans. I'm glad you reminded us of that, Henry, because I totally forgot. But as soon as you started to say it, and I look up here and I see it's September 16th, this is the day. All right, Henry, I appreciate the call. Look, I know that there are people listening right now who, in fact, look, Ian, let's go to break with She Loves You by the Beatles. No, let's do All My Lovin' by the Beatles. We don't play that often. This is a very historic day, and some of you listening were actually there. The Beatles stayed at the Congress Inn, which is no longer there. I think a hurricane destroyed it. The Congress Inn was out on Chefmenter Highway, and the reason the Beatles stayed out there was because of Beatlemania. That was the only place where they could get them in and out of in a helicopter. And if you don't remember it, the Beatles concerts lasted about 20, 25 minutes. I mean, they played a bunch of songs, but all the songs were two and a half minutes long. So they played a bunch of songs, but their concert, the time the Beatles were on stage, all that buildup, and the Beatles were on stage for like 20, 25 minutes in all of their early concerts. All right, here was one of the early songs that, if you were there, I was not there, that you would have heard. And if you want to join us with a comment about a trend that you picked up from television or a movie, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com, and we'll be back with some of your contacts, some of your calls, and some of your texts, all of that, coming up on WWL. It was on this day, September the 16th, 1979, that this song, believed to be the first rap song ever to hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, hit the charts. Rapper's Delight, the Sugar Hill Gang. And of course, they're, you know, maybe stealing a little bit from Chic, Good Times. Maybe a little bit there. Isn't this the song that the old woman sang in the movie
Wedding Singer? Yes.
Adam Sandler was teaching her the song,
and
she put the meatballs in his hands.
That's an underrated film.
It is a very underrated film.
I really like The Wedding Singer.
Great message there.
You know, they made a Broadway musical out of it that I was in in the summer of 2010. Not the Broadway version, but we did a version here at La Petite, and I played Adam Sandler's best friend, the guy who's like obsessed with Michael Jackson and is always like,
oh yeah, the limo driver.
Yeah, right. He's got the gloves on and stuff. Yeah. Bad musical, but really fun show.
Give my regards to Tito. Okay, let's go to Covington. And Bonnie, you're on WWL. Hey, Bonnie, welcome to our show. Thanks for hanging on.
Thanks, Scoot. Did you just play Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to John Bell Edwards?
No,
I didn't. Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday in the background? I mean, it's clever. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
no,
Marilyn Monroe has passed away.
But, yeah. Yeah, I know she's, but I she know was, she's I, dead. I guess, know she sang Happy Birthday to JFK on stage.
Then I guess she was, imitating that.
I think that's what Ian played in the background. But I want to comment on the
news.
Catholic Church.
Okay.
I want to comment on the Catholic Church. I was married 40 years, got divorced in 2001, and I know for a fact you could shop around, find a priest, and give you an annulment, no questions asked. So much for the annulment.
Well, and I don't doubt that.
It's got nothing to do with Jesus and St. Peter, and he said, upon this rock I build my church. I think the Catholic Church is a conglomerate, and I have distanced myself, not my faith. My faith is as strong as ever.
I understand.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Bonnie, I appreciate the call. And, I mean, this kind of touches on what we were saying earlier about, and this was part of a video that I did on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel last night, which is still up. It's about the Pope saying that priests should not deny communion to people like President Joe Biden because they support abortion rights. And my point is that there was a long time, and I don't know if this is still the case, but for a long time, the Catholic Church, the rule was, if you are divorced and remarried, you are not invited to communion unless your first marriage was annulled. And I thought, well, how do you annul something that, you know, God knows happened? So anyway, this is just my opinion. And if you had your marriage annulled, that's fine. I'm not criticizing what anybody does. But I'm saying that the Catholic Church, and I love the church and I go to the church, but the Catholic Church needs to be a little more consistent and not. And I agree with Pope Francis, who said priests should not deny communion to people like Joe Biden, because they were giving communion to people who were divorced and remarried, going against the rules of the church. And they were still getting communion. So again, and then think about the pedophile priests that were handing out communion to all of us. I mean, that's repulsive. So I don't know that this church should stand in judgment and deny communion to somebody that is supportive of abortion rights. That's my opinion. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Metairie, and Keith, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Keith.
How's things going, man?
Things are good. I mean, I have my little frustrations in life, but, man, compared to what other people are dealing with, I'm doing great. I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, no, my rental house got hit real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry about
and,
that.
And my shop got hit pretty good. But then the house that I live in, I just lost the fence. So that is a blessing.
Good.
But, you know, man, the music that you know, I mean, it would be so nice if, like, 10 minutes within the hour you could just play a song.
Yeah.
I know it's like splitting you like in half, you know, because it's really a talk show, which I do understand.
It is.
But really, man, it would be great if you could just do that. Man.
Keith, I don't rule anything out. Okay? I don't rule anything out, but
I got you, man.
We'll continue to look. As there are people in talk radio who are amazed that we push it as much as we do with music, but you know, the station supports me, and we've done it, and people seem to just love our use of bumper music,
it,
and you know, it takes a lot of work, but you know, we put a lot into it. So anyway,
well, listen, man, I got a quick question to ask you. Do you like your new house? I mean, is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I have a new apartment. Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, and I feel good. I made it through the storm. I, you know, haven't spent a lot of time there. I've got the living area and the kitchen set up. The bedrooms and the closets are a mess, but I'll get around to all of that. But it's livable, and I'm very, very happy.
Amen, brother. Hey, it's great. Yes.
All right, Keith, I appreciate the call. And, you know, the other day I mentioned that I'd gone to Lakeview Harbor. The Lakeview Harbor was open, and then there's another restaurant there called Sala. And then somebody sent me on social media, said, well, could you mention Two Tonys? Because Two Tonys is right there, too. And the Mariner's Grill, Russell Grill, is there as well. Man, I mean, I got all these. You know, I never went out to eat when I lived downtown. But I think I might do a little more eating out now that I'm by these places.
Man,
yeah,
take me along.
Felix's is around the corner, too.
Let's go to Felix's. Let's get some oysters.
Blue Crab.
Also get some oysters.
Landry's.
Also get some oysters. They've all got oysters, is the point.
Man, our stomach's going to be going in and out with the tide if we eat all those oysters.
Here. Let's go on an oyster crawl. Let's just go down the strip, just one at a time. We'll get a dozen there, then we'll walk in, we'll get a dozen, and then we'll get a dozen at the next one.
No.
Come on.
Don't do it.
Come on, let's do it.
When I was living in Denver, I came back here to visit, and in one day, I ate 3 dozen oysters.
And?
The next day, I couldn't leave the hotel room.
Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah, geez. So... You know, I mean, if your body's built up to it, maybe so. But, I mean, my body wasn't built up to it. And, man, I ate a dozen oysters, I guess, for lunch, and then 2 dozen for dinner. And I didn't leave the hotel room the next day.
I'm going to ignore your warning.
Okay.
And I'm going to try this anyway.
Let me know how it turns out.
I will not, but I'm going to accept all the risk.
Would you do it on a weekend so we don't miss you, like on a Monday?
Yeah. So that way you don't hear from me at 12.
Yeah, I mean, don't do it Thursday and you're not here on Friday.
I can't do the show.
I would understand.
I had too many oysters yesterday.
I would totally understand. Too many oysters. All right, let's go to a couple of these text messages.
Yeah, got lots of text messages about fashion trends inspired by TV and movies. Somebody texted and says, after seeing Rocky IV, I went out and got a flat top like Ivan Drago. Hell
wait,
yeah, dude.
Wait, you
cool.
You got a flat top like the loser? You picked the loser? But that guy had a pretty cool hair. I mean, he lost, didn't he?
In Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Didn't he lose? Didn't Rocky always win? Look, I haven't seen any of the
Rocky
movies
didn't
in a
always,
long time.
Rocky didn't
I just assumed he always wins.
No, he didn't always win.
Okay. Well, someone is going to let us know.
In fact,
he didn't win. Sure.
He didn't win Rocky I.
See, that's the time when it would make sense for him not to win. But then if you're going to make, you know, five or six more of them, I think he won. Keep winning.
And you know, that Rocky IV, I think this was the one that came out during the Cold War. And this was like a U.S.-Russian thing. There was a lot of U.S.-Russian tension there.
Russian.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, the TV trend for me in the 70s was Fonzie with his hair slicked back with the right thumb up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Those are the hoods.
Another text that says, Charlie's Angels, Jacqueline's clothes, and Farrah Fawcett's blonde shag hairstyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of people had that. Yep.
I was just thinking about that the other day for some reason, that poster. Here's a text that says, satin pants and sequin tops. You know the movie?
Satin pants and sequin tops.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, Saturday Night Fever. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Polyester.
Oh, yeah.
Leisure suits. Had one. Never owned a leisure suit.
Whatever.
Very proud of that.
I bet you wanted one, though.
I never owned a leisure suit. I never wanted one. I never owned a members-only jacket.
I got another text here that says, I wore a cowboy hat after Urban Cowboy came out, and I would go to the Hired Hand Saloon in Metairie.
And that was owned by former Sheriff Harry Lee.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh man, he had his hands in everybody's pie.
Cynthia was there a few times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Probably spent some time
there. Okay,
growing
so look,
up.
I actually went there and I bought cowboy boots after Urban Cowboy. I did. I bought cowboy boots.
And I bet you could pull them off.
They, well, you know, I wore them with my my rock jeans,
Not your Miami Vice jacket.
No, my rock jeans.
Okay, but, don't get them mixed up.
I have a problem with people who wear cowboy boots and dress pants.
Why would you do that?
Don't do that.
I'm not a huge cowboy boot guy. No, I think it looks cool. It's not my most comfortable. I mean, maybe I just am wearing the wrong boots. But I know you don't wear those with dress pants.
No, man. I was back in the 80s when I had the hair like Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett inspired my hair in the 80s.
The 1980s were a lawless wasteland.
Oh, they were. And just a reminder that I'm lucky to be alive. Yeah, I had Farrah Fawcett hair back in the 80s. And I wore tight jeans with holes in them and cowboy boots. And I thought that was, but I bought cowboy boots after Urban Cowboy. All right, so have you been influenced fashion-wise by a TV show or a movie? We're talking about this if you just tuned in, because it was on this day, September 16th, 1984, the TV series Miami Vice hit the air with a two-hour debut. And it inspired the fashion trend of wearing pastel colors, sports coat jackets with the sleeves rolled up, no socks, definite trend. But there were other TV shows and movies that set trends as well. So what's one we haven't mentioned yet? All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. It was on this day, this is also on our rock culture calendar, on this day, September 16th, 1965, baby boomers learned that drinking and smoking was okay. The Dean Martin Show made its debut on this day in 1965, and this became the theme song, Dean Martin, Everybody Loves Somebody. It was a very popular variety show that ran for 10 years. And there were the Gold Diggers, really hot dancers. Frank Sinatra would be on there. A guy named Kenny Lane played the piano. And look, there's rumors about Dean Martin really being drunk or just having a fake drink. But he had a cocktail glass in his hand with what looked like scotch and water, or scotch and soda, or bourbon and water. He was always drinking and smoking. Now, our parents sat us in front of the TV to watch this. So this is where baby boomers got the idea that drinking and smoking was cool. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I'm hoping that Eric Clapton graces us with an acoustic version of Layla Saturday night in the Smoothie King Center. A huge, big concert is back. Eric Clapton. Tickets still on sale. Should be fun.
It'd be cooler to hear the acoustic version of Layla than it would be to hear like an electrified, amplified version of Tears in Heaven.
Yeah. I don't know how the guy sings that song.
How does he keep doing that?
I don't know.
How does he sing that song?
First of all, I'm sure it was cathartic for him to write the song Tears in Heaven about the death of his young son. But, I mean, I couldn't keep reliving that. So, I mean, it's cool that he does, but I could not keep reliving that. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages here in just a moment. Let's go to Baton Rouge. Ramon, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you? I was going to mention definitely in the early 80s with Tom Cruise and the shades that he wore in Risky Business.
Oh, Risky Business. What were those, like Wayfair, Ray-Ban Wayfarers?
Then I was going to mention a few years later, he was influential in Top Gun with the Ray-Ban Aviators.
Yeah.
Or Wayfarers, maybe they were called.
And you know who's bringing back the Aviators? It's President Biden's bringing back the Aviators. Or trying to.
Well, I don't know how back he's bringing it, but I won't go any further on that.
Right.
I don't know if he's popularizing it, but I better be quiet on that.
Oh, yes,
also, like Gold Chains from Saturday Night Fever.
Oh my God!
Around that time,
hey, do you remember?
Church, no doubt about it. I had.
Do you remember? Do you remember puka shells?
Poker shells.
Puka.
What is that?
Puka shells. They were like a white shell necklace that you wore around your neck. Yeah.
Yes.
A little
tighter around the neck. Yes.
I had puka shells.
Yes, and I'm trying to think. This is the toughie. There was a pair of jeans. It wasn't Jordache. It was a pair of jeans that, for some reason, you didn't zipper them. You buttoned them. For males, and I can't remember for the life of me the name of them.
Was it
were popular at the time.
Was it Jordache? Was it?
No, not Jordache.
I remember. I had a pair of those.
Who came up with that? They were really a pain.
Well, because I know when you're in. Sometimes
people bought them.
Sometimes you're in a hurry. The zipper works a lot quicker.
No doubt.
All right, Ramon, I'm glad you called, man. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Chalmette. Wayne, you're on WWL.
Z Cavaricci's.
Z Cavaricci's, the jeans. Those were the button-up jeans.
Well, it wasn't jeans. It was the baggy clothes that back in the disco days.
Okay.
But what I wanted to tell you, the two nicest places were Linfants and the Galleria. And my movie was Lifeguard with Sam Elliott. He was this cool lifeguard that at nighttime he'd go to the nightclubs with a leather, a shiny leather sport jacket.
I never saw the movie.
What? Really? Sam Elliott, that's when he first made his breakout. He was a young guy with the big mustache.
Yeah.
That's when everybody wanted big mustaches. Then come Magnum P.I., but Sam Elliott was the first one with a big mustache.
I didn't remember that. That's cool.
And the country nightclub you was talking about, I think, is Denim and Diamonds.
That was another one. Hired Hand Saloon.
That was at the Galleria.
Hired Hand Saloon was earlier than Denim and Diamonds. Hired Hand Saloon was in Elmwood. If I'm not mistaken.
How about Georgie Porgy's?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Georgie Porgy's.
Yeah. I remember enough nights to remember there were nights I don't remember. Yeah. Lucky
now,
to be
I'll
lucky,
call you
lucky,
every once in a while.
Lucky to be alive, Wayne. Lucky to be alive.
Thanks.
Glad you called. All right. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Sean, you're on WWL. Hey, Sean.
Hey. What's up, Scoot? How you doing, buddy?
I am great.
Good to hear. You made out okay with the storm and all?
I did. I'm one of the really fortunate ones, and I just keep in my thoughts and prayers all those who were less fortunate. But, yeah, I came out fine.
Yes, sir. I as well. My family's safe, too, so it's good to hear. Getting on to one of the shows that was influential for me, which I didn't really buy the clothes, but it was my mom. The show was Miami Vice.
Your mom got into Miami Vice?
Oh, man, she was a huge fan. She thought Don Johnson was, like, the greatest thing ever, and she bought me a hot pink blazer, the Hawaiian. It's 1986. I'm in junior high school, and you can imagine the first day I wore that hot pink blazer, what kind of heck I got.
Well, see, yeah, because, you know, you would have been younger. Look, when Miami Vice came out, you know, I'm doing the nightclub scene at that point. You know, all over the place.
Right. Yeah, but the hot pink blazers, Hawaiian shirts, the tight rolled pants, you know, the khakis.
That's right, the tight rolled up pants and no. I remember the tight rolled up pants. I mean, there was a technique to rolling up those pants.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Did all that stuff. You know, the skaters were big into that back when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
It was a whole scene back then.
Oh, it was a scene, Sean. I appreciate the call and the memory.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I love what you do on the radio.
I appreciate it.
You have a very, very great positive attitude. Keep on doing what you're doing, Scoot.
Thank you, Sean. I don't know how to do it any other way. After I saw the movie Easy Rider, because Captain America, Peter Fonda's character, had an American flag on the back of his leather jacket. I was too young. I didn't have a leather jacket. But I had a shirt, and I didn't even ask my mom to do it. I did it. Yes, Scoot learned to sew very early in his life. I sewed an American flag on the back of this shirt. And, man, I wore it to Maxwell's Plum in the Quarter. I wore it everywhere. That's when I was kicking my fake ID at the age of 17. Not proud of all of those moments, but it's reality. Anyway, Miami Vice first appeared on TV on this day in 1984. Big influence with fashion. Anybody ever find themselves influenced by the movie Tu Wan Fu? Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. Anybody influenced by that? Or Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL. And movies that started trends. I mean, when Top Gun came out, remember that big line about, I have the need, I feel the need for speed. And that's when everybody started doing amphetamines. That was a huge deal back then. Seriously. Sports Talk is coming up next with Christian Garrick. Mike Dettillier and Bobby Hebert. I'm going to continue this conversation about movies and TV shows that inspired pop culture trends. I'm going to continue this on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. So I'll do this a little bit later after I get home. So go to Facebook, look up Scoot on the Air, and you know, sign up. It's a fan page, business page. I think you like it, or I don't know what you do. But anyway, whatever everybody's doing, do it. And I welcome those of you who are new to the page, because all of this stuff that I do on social media really is an extension of the radio show here on WWL. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, and our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, assistant PD and assistant brand manager, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of our show. And even if you don't call, even if you don't text, you are still part of our show. Hey, tomorrow it's Free for All Friday. And I know that many of you are still going through a tough time, but hopefully if you don't have power, hopefully you have a hallelujah moment and you get power before tomorrow. All right. Hang out for Sports Talk coming up next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.